With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The head of the Teamsters Union spoke at the Republican National Convention, but he hasn't been invited to address the Democrats in Chicago.
Plans are in the works for Vice President Harris to hold a roundtable discussion with members of the Teamsters, but the union's president, Sean O'Brien, has yet to get an invitation to speak at this week's Democratic National Convention. He angered some Democrats by speaking at the GOP convention last month, where O'Brien criticized both major political parties. The Teamsters say the decision on a presidential endorsement will be made after the conventions. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Also at SRNNews.com, Hurricane Ernesto has weakened into a tropical storm as it moves away from Bermuda over the open waters of the Atlantic after crossing over the tiny territory earlier in the day. National Hurricane Center specialist Philippe Papin says Ernesto is headed to the southeast coast of Newfoundland.
At this point, we're forecasting the center of the storm to stay offshore and the bulk of its wind field to also stay offshore of Newfoundland, Canada. However, they are expecting significant waves and surf, and some of the breaking waves could potentially lead to coastal flooding for some of that southeastern portion of the coastline of Newfoundland.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, using his ninth diplomatic mission to the Middle East since the start of the war to press for a quick conclusion of a ceasefire agreement, Blinken arrived earlier today in Israel. In Sudan, health officials say that country has been stricken by a cholera outbreak. At least 22 people are dead. Hundreds more are ill. The African nation has been hit by a 16-month conflict and devastating floods, 354 confirmed cases so far. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court is asked to decide another religious freedom case.
The state of Wisconsin says Catholic Charities has to pay taxes specifically to support the state unemployment system. Wisconsin's highest court agrees, stating that Catholic Charities does not qualify for a religious exemption. The ministry has now appealed its case to the U.S. Supreme Court, which has delivered a number of rulings lately in favor of churches and religious groups. Catholic Charities says its First Amendment rights are at stake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana's Supreme Court ruling minors do not need their parents' permission to get an abortion in that state. Unanimous decision agrees with a lower court ruling that found the parental consent law violates the privacy clause in the state constitution. Ruling comes as an initiative to ask voters if they want to amend the state constitution to enshrine abortion is expected to be on the ballot in November. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court rejecting the Biden-Harris administration's request to expand Title IX.
The White House has been pushing to expand Title IX to allow boys to use girl locker rooms and restrooms and also play on girl sports teams. Supreme Court barred any changes to Title IX from going into effect while lower courts across the country are debating the issue.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. Extreme heat in Colorado at an air show yesterday. More than 100 people sought emergency treatment. 10 people were hospitalized. In Georgia, a sheriff's deputy has been shot and killed while responding to a report of a domestic dispute. Turned out, police say it was simply an ambush. A shooting in Oakland, leaving two people dead, two more wounded. Police say several people were engaged in a verbal altercation when one man began shooting. More details at SRNNews.com.